This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz is how we'll be known. That's how he will be known going forward. Chris Bisignano. All right, Chris. It's one game. All of our concerns, I would say, kind of came to light. We can go into each thing if you want. The new wrinkle. I don't want to go too long before you speak, dude. But the new wrinkle was what the defense did.
What do you think, man? I'm sorry about the construction, by the way.
I can't even hear it.
Done in a house. Oh, you can't hear it? You good?
No,
okay.
No, I can't really hear it. Look, we had concerns going in about the offensive line. I think overall the pass protection was solid, albeit two horrific sacks that where Solder looked terrible, and then Pert looked like he wasn't even. I mean, he might still be standing at the right tackle. I don't know what happened there, but the pass protection for the most part was okay.
Right.
Run blocking was not good. Saquon getting back, you could see he was rusty. Defense, I mean, that was shocking what we were seeing, what I saw. But I came away, and sorry, Giant fans, but the biggest concern for me is Daniel Jones right now. And it's not just a fumble. It's staring down receivers. When he had time in the pocket, not, you know, looking at one receiver the whole time, not looking around the field. When he did look around the field, he hit Sterling Shepard for a touchdown. But, Chris, I'm sorry, man, but it's 2+ years. I know it's one game, but I'm no further along in my evaluation of Daniel Jones than when he first started 2 years ago, man.
Yeah, well, it was definitely, you definitely saw some of the old bad habits, right?
Yep.
Come to play Sunday afternoon. No question about it. This, like we said, the staring down, got into a habit of doing that. And Jerry, you know, the fumble in the plus area, man, can't happen. You know,
And you asked him about it.
You know, how many times is this coaching staff going to tell him, dude, slide, protect the ball? And last night he put the shoulder down, tucked it. He thought he had it secured and was running like a running back, shoulder down, forward, boom. I think it was Jewel came in and knocked it out of there. And it was a 20-7 game, I believe, at that time, Jerry. You know, change your game around a little bit, a lot. You know, it could have went in there. It's a different ball game and big part of the game. And it's the same thing over and over. Like, how, you know, it's like a football IQ thing. Like, you cannot do that, right? You have 30 fumbles in 2+ years. 30. And I, I'm not going to disrespect anybody asking him a question, Jerry, at a post-game presser, especially when emotions are so high,
right?
You know? But I was kind of looking at him like, Daniel, when I asked him after the game, Daniel, like, would you have done anything different? I would have secured the ball. But that's obviously, but the point I was getting at, and then I followed up, the question was, would you have slid there if you had to do it again?
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, yeah. So, of course, nobody's going to be a jackass and say, well, then why didn't you? You know, no, you don't do that, right? So, but I'm thinking to myself.
You'll never get another question in again, too.
I'm thinking to myself.
Right.
And I'm sure Giants fans, nation, are thinking to themselves, well, Daniel, why didn't you then?
Right.
Slide. He did. He later on in the game, he slid. Actually took a penalty, right? Got blasted him in the head.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's maddening because it's the same thing over and over. Like, just stop trying to get the extra yards and slide. Because if you never coughed it up, then it's like, okay, go ahead. God bless you. Be Lamar Jackson. Go ahead. You know?
It seems like such an easy one. Like, hey, Daniel, slide feet first. They can't touch you. And if they do, you're most likely going to draw a penalty. I mean, to dive head first, it's like, I don't know, man. When does that stuff click if it hasn't clicked already?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Steeler game from a year ago, Jerry. Two fumbles in a plus area cost them, right?
Right.
You know, the game's kind of still, you know, right there and all that, and you know, and he fumbles this year in the plus area, you know. And that was it. They went down the field after that. Boom. Good night. Everybody could leave, which a lot of people did in the fourth quarter. You know. But real quick,
my daughter who goes to the games now texted me. She goes,
"Your daughter was AFC?"
Yeah, she goes to all the home games now because she's at Montclair.
Oh, Right.
So she texts me at the third quarter and goes, "Dad, why is everyone leaving?" Yeah. I'm like, "Honey, they know it's over, sweetheart. I don't know what to tell you."
Yeah, and it's a big, but you know, to me though, the story of the game, obviously, offense, okay, but let's keep in mind a few things. All right, they only had 20 plays in the first half. Why? Because the defense couldn't get off the field. I mean, the Broncos had 4 or 5 long drives. I think about 4 times in a row, they went into the red area. One time they turned it over, unless the score would have been worse. Okay? So I understand the offense. I understand Garrett. I get it. And I'm the first one. It's very blah, the offense. You know, I thought they got conservative inside the 5, that one possession. You know, the quick pass, the running. You know, like, if you don't trust your quarterback, then what the hell is he doing out there?
Right.
You know? This is a losing organization for a long time. Wing it out of there, Jason. Do a little play action. Wing it out of there.
Wing it out of there. That's a great point. It's wing it out of there, too, because you're leaving Kyle Rudolph in to help. The pass blocking was going well. But like you said, throw it down the field a bit. Take some shots here.
I get it. I get all that. But the bottom line to me, this game, the storyline was that the defense was very disappointing, man.
Oh, beyond disappointing.
I mean, you look at the stats, third down, they were 10 of 18 overall on third and fourth down. That right before the half, Vic Fangio was like, "Yeah, I don't think you guys are stopping us. I'm going to go for it in 4th and 2. Let's see what you do."
I'm shocked to know that they were only 10 of 18.
Yeah.
Stunning. I would have thought 17 of 18.
Yeah, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, you saw a lot of boots. I mean, that's what Shermer likes to do with Teddy. You know, you saw a lot. It wasn't like it was rocket science. They didn't come out of nowhere. Shermer come up with this offensive game plan. Oh crap! Oh, Bridgewater never did that before. Yeah. A lot of passes to the tight ends. A lot of open space in the middle of the field. A lot of third down conversions. Bradbury gives up the touchdown. You know, he gave up a lot of receptions yesterday. Adoree wasn't that sharp. You know, Peppers got beat a little bit one on one. Go ahead.
The one play where Adoree clearly thought he was getting help and he let his guy go and they dropped it.
That should have been another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they were playing more man, right? Yesterday and getting beat. Yeah. And what did they just switch on that one? I'm just curious.
I'm not 100% sure. It looked like Adoree thought he had deep help, right? And then realized it was too late.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of an early season miscommunication. I we're going to X this week. We'll X Graham and maybe even Judge in a little while. But obviously, that was another one they got fortunate. That should have been 6, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, even Adoree giving up some plays in front of him. Big third down plays. Now, look, Graham went man more yesterday. He did a lot of single high man.
Yeah.
McKinney was at deep center field, that single high safety. And that kind of cut Pepper's snaps out of there. They went what they felt was a better matchup against this team. And it didn't work out a lot, man. You know, they got beat a lot in man. And I think that's something that kind of surprised everybody, right? In the building, you, Jerry, me. I'm sure surprised Graham and all that. And tip your hat to those guys. You know, those are good players on the other side. They get paid. Jerry Judy's, you know, an up-and-coming. Now he's going to be out a while. But he's an up-and-coming receiver. And you saw what Cortland Sutton does for them when he's back. And even Patrick was hurt. You know, and then Noah Fant, the tight ends were – they had 10 receptions, Jerry, the tight ends. You know,
last year,
the tight
ends. Not a big factor. It's sick of seeing that one yesterday.
Yeah, so nothing really good out of the, you know, coming out of the defensive side of the ball, man, coming from the defensive side of the ball. You know, they had a couple sacks, right? Leo had some pressures and all that. Z's got his first coverage sack. We got his first sack. But
that was a coverage sack, good call there.
Bridgewater hurt him, bro. Yeah, great play call, and Bridgewater hurt him. Then Melvin Gordon finished it off with that 70-yarder to the house, and that's all she wrote.
I was surprised that there was no pass rush either. And they were blitzing and there's not getting there. But one of the things of a losing, what kind of represents a losing organization, Chris, is like when plays are there to be made, you just don't make them. Like that one play where I think it was 4th down or where Teddy Bridgewater stiff armed Azeez like he wasn't even there. Then Blake completes the pass. Blake Martinez has a chance to make the tackle.
It was Azeez, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I watched it 17 times.
I haven't even seen it.
I kept rewinding everything yesterday just to see, man.
And then that's the play Blake looked bad, right? In the open field?
Like you had 2 chances to stop that. Yeah. Neither of you did. And it's just, that's what losing organizations do, unfortunately. It's just, I hate to simplify it like that, but until they make those plays, what, 0-1 5 years in a row? And look, we both picked the Broncos, but no, neither of us thought they were going to get their asses kicked like that. And that 27-13 is not the score. That, I mean, that they got blown away yesterday.
Well, Logan Ryan had a strip down in the deep red area. It could have been worse. Like we just talked about Kenny Hamlin. He was wide open. He dropped, right? So, look, it's the first game of the year. Not a good start, Jerry, man. You want to start a little fast. This organization has been horrific early in the season for the last 9 out of 10 years.
Yeah.
And now we talked about it, right, dude? We talked about it. Like, you want to win that first game because if Washington loses to the Chargers, which I picked, they would lose to the Chargers. They did. They're going to be an angry squad Thursday night at home, you know, with those guys up front. And that's exactly the way this has played out, right? The Giants lost. Washington lost. And they're going to be an angry squad in front of the nation Thursday night at home. And this is going to be a tough one, you know. But we'll get into Washington in a little bit. But, look, Saquon was dancing a little too much, in my opinion.
He missed some holes.
Yeah, I thought he had a couple chances. He could have zipped it up there. He wasn't himself. He only got a limited amount of touches. Booker, I thought there's some good things. He had that one chip block where he blew a guy up on the pass to Shep. He had a great one-handed catch, right?
Yeah.
So I thought he did some good things. Now, in the second half, Jerry, I thought, look, in the first half, I got to be honest with you, dude. To me, why aren't we targeting Golladay more? I know it was only 20 snaps, but they started doing that in the second half. Golladay made some of those contested catches that we all talked about, right? And Shep was unbelievable. But not much else going on, brother. I thought the one possession, Jerry, and then you could get into it, that really summed up was that first and goal, second, whatever it was, three straight plays when it was 20-7, and Jones locked in. He locked in on his primary target three straight times, and it wasn't there.
Yep.
He wasn't looking to use his legs at that time. Talking about looking left, right. He had some time there. He had some time. Yep. He gave Rudolph no chance at one time. He almost got picked off another pass, you know, and it just – so not a good day for Daniel. A couple of nice throws, but just not a good – good day for the offense, man.
I think when you tweeted wow, that was after the almost pick. When you wrote wow, ..
Yeah, should have been picked.
Yeah, man. He focuses on one guy, and he did it, like you said, at the goal line. It was the worst. I didn't understand. Like, I just don't know if that's Garrett or Jones, where he's not looking for Golladay. I mean, I'm at halftime thinking, spent $72 million on this guy. We threw him one ball in the first half. Like, and he caught it. And it electrified the crowd. Like, why are we not going back to him? They just do things that just don't make sense. And I, you know, here's another one. You're going to laugh at this one. Kadarius Toney had what? Two touches in the first half?
Five plays and two touches. Yeah.
Okay. When three of those plays, though, were in the second half, right?
They were in the second half, garbage time, yeah.
Right. But the first two plays, when he was in, he got the ball, and I knew it. Like, I'm sitting there going, Golladay's getting the ball. Or, I'm sorry, Tony's getting the ball. He's in. And what did he do? Like, that's predictable, Chris. Yeah. Like, I mean, my God.
It ruined the first drive when Von Miller dropped him for that second.
You know what it reminded me of? There was an end-around, Big Blue VCR, find it. There was an end-around to Manningham in 2008. They're driving on the Eagles. Manningham, who never played, comes in. Coughlin or Gilbride gives him an end around, loss of 12. I remember that play like it was yesterday. And it was so when that happens, I'm just like, stupid Jerry Foley can see this. What, you know, the Denver Broncos know it's happening.
Yeah, so you knew that Donatell and Fangio, when Tony was in the game, you know they're going to be like, look, you got to look for that little toss sweep there, right?
Right.
They're going to look through a little gadget stuff with this kid. And Von Miller was on the edge, and you know, and he was right there waiting for it, man. That's the difference between Florida Gators and the NFL, because these guys are so well coached and they're so much fast. And a guy like Von Miller has seen that 1,000 times. They were prepared for it. And look, it was in their arsenal. Judge talked about it after the game. If we felt it wouldn't work, we wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But it's something where you kind of knew the Broncos, when he was in the game, probably were aware of that little toss sweep there, right? A little away, and they dropped
it. Especially when he comes in the game.
And they moved the ball first drive, Jerry. That ended it right there.
Especially when he comes in the game And you give him the ball, like, at least can you guys wait a play or two, maybe? Yeah. Like, I don't know, put him somewhere else for a bit. Make him a decoy, then do it. But when you bring him in, Tony's probably getting the ball here. Yep, and he did. So just stuff like that, Chris. I just get so aggravated, yeah, man. Like,
look, Jerry, you know, I talked about it with you about a month ago, I guess. I said that. I think Kadarius Toney could really give this team an edge the first few weeks until they start seeing what this kid's about.
Yeah.
Out of the slot. And you know what? Let him run a like nice little nine route, little go out of that seam. You know what I mean? Because the kid is fast.
Right.
But they did exactly what was predicted. Oh, they're going to do little gadget plays with this kid, right?
Right.
I mean, I think you would have stunned Bryce Callahan, the slot guy, or maybe it was Surtain if he had the slot. If they would have just ran Tony either on a deep out or just that seam, you know, instead they did that toss thing, the other wide receiver, they won't fool anybody what they did with Tony. You know, and this is what we talked about, the predictability with Jason Garrett, right? That blew up the first drive. They were moving the ball, and that was the end of that drive. And now, you know, I thought two things, Judge, yesterday, Joe Judge, question. That first drive, I believe it would have been like a 57-yard attempt for Gano. And he decided, I guess it was at his range. They didn't even attempt it. He weighed this. He did that Judge thing again where you try that delay game. You know, you try to draw him off. I don't know why. It doesn't work.
He tried to draw. It was 4th and 17, and he tried to draw him off to go a little closer, if anything.
4th and 17, you're not going to get him. You know, right. And you've done it 1,000 times. It doesn't work. And they wind up punting. But I thought it was like, if I'm not mistaken, Jay, I thought it would have been like a 57-yard attempt, and I guess they felt that was out of Goodell's range. I thought that was a little weird. Okay.
I don't remember where they were, but I just remember thinking to myself, Chris, it's 4th and 17. This defense is not jumping. Like, they're just laughing right now.
And obviously the other big mistake with Judge, and he owed up to it after the game, was that he threw the challenge flag on the touchdown.
Yeah.
Where every scoring play is reviewed. And that was a big, you know, he kind of went, that was a mistake. He said, look, I made a mistake, you know, and this and that, I shouldn't have done that. Not that it was the biggest deal. He lost the timeout. It didn't turn out to burn him. Could have, but it didn't turn out to burn him. But I thought that was a little bit of a panic/rookie mistake there, right? Like that.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I'll be honest with you. I don't buy his answer. I think he didn't realize what the rule was. I'm sorry. That's just my take. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
And you think he's so prepared and everything, Chris, that you know, he knows. But I just thought to myself, I don't think he knew the rule there. But,
yeah, I'm hoping he forgot it. I'm hoping the guy up in the booth is in his ear going, Joe, he was out of bounds. He was out of bounds. And he forgot and winged it because some dope is in his ear upstairs going, throw the flag, Joe, throw the flag. He was out of bounds. We see it. Not even – and the dope up in the booth, whoever does their reviews didn't realize that every scoring plays reviewed too. That's something I could hope for. Either that or we just panic. But, that can't really happen, Jerry.
Right.
That can't really happen because that timeout, it didn't turn out to be big, but could have been at the time, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. This is the kind of team that can just give away timeouts anyway.
Yeah. But getting back, you know, Jerry, defense, look, not good. We'll get into the Redskins this week. It's different personnel over there in Washington. But linebacker-wise, you know, Carter had some pressures. Azeez did some things. On the run, as far as I could see, it looked like Danny Shelton got sealed off. It looked like Azeez got sealed off. And then a little bit of a missed tackle, maybe that second level, and Gordon was gone. And you saw Gordon how fast he could be in the open field.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that, you know. So, disappointing start. They get right back at it in 3 days. And, Jerry, we'll see where we're at, brother, because if they lose this one 0-2 around here, it's going to be ugly real quick, dude.
Can I ask you another question about the offense?
Yeah.
The RPO? I mean, do we even
didn't do it?
Yeah, we have a mobile quarterback. Like, I know he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not shifty, but he's fast straight away, and he could do the RPO. He's done it before. He ran 80 whatever yards against the Eagles and did it last year. Like, you just figure, why are we the ones always having to ask questions? Like, when I say we, I mean you, me, the fans, everybody afterwards. Like, guys, shake it up. Like, you don't want to pick on Jason Garrett. There's a lot wrong right now. But come on, man, just try something else and play to his strength.
Yeah, I mean, that's his legs of his strength. I mean, you like to see a couple zone reads in there, right? Not one yesterday.
Not one.
So, And you saw it in Denver, man. You know, you saw Sherman did it with Bridgewater. He did a little RPO down by, you know, around the 5 yard line there. You know, Teddy saw he didn't have the run. He dumped it off. You know, for a touchdown. You know, I think it was to Patrick. So, you know, I wouldn't even mind seeing a couple of naked boots too, bro. You know, I gotta be honest with you. You know, what I mean, you know, so Garrett's just—it's just blah, Jerry. It's blah.
Yeah.
It's kind of stale.
Yeah, you said that last night, and I was hoping you'd expand on that. Yeah,
it's kind of stale. You know, you're inside the five, you run the ball up the middle, it's a quick 2 yard, you know, whatever, three and out. Jason, man, you know, you got to be more aggressive than that. You know, you got to be more aggressive than that. You know, not much of a running game yesterday. Do something with Daniel, you know, if you have, I mean, so like I said, Jerry, just the offense under Garrett is stale. You know, it was stale a lot last year, and it's starting off stale this year. And now you're going against guys that have like a 400 number one picks up front and all that stuff. And we'll see where we're at, man, because, you know, you don't really expect Barkley to be anywhere near Barkley until maybe game three or four, Jerry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then you got Booker and, you know, try to carry low. So running game might not be a factor Thursday night either. You know, Daniel might have to put it on the shoulders, you know, and try to win this game. They have the weapons on the outside. Now, Slayton, Jerry, can't have the drops, dude.
No.
Can't have the drops.
No.
I mean, they should have cut him and kept Pettis. No,
who said that? That guy's a genius.
Can't have the drops. Shep picked up where he left off in camp, you know.
Chris, by the way, that taking you out of my phone did wonders yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really had to think through before I would send something. So, anyway.
And Galladay, you saw what you're going to get out of him. So let's give it another week. You know, a lot of rust. You know, a lot of guys were hurt coming back. We'll see if these guys can block him up front, man. But very disappointing against the Denver. Well, we both had Denver, but in a close one, right, Jerry? We thought it was going to be a close battle. Yeah. Not the way this went down. So,
I mean, look, you're making me feel a little better about it. It's one game. But, Chris, I think you hit the nail on the head, man. If Thursday goes wrong, it's going to be
a long 10 days.
Chris, it's going to be – we may stop doing Twitter questions because it's who do you want as your next GM? Who do you want as your next quarterback? Who do you want as this? And it's like, I mean, it's just going to – it's going to be a long 10 days, and it's just going to be ugly as hell. It's just going to be so ugly, dude.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, it will be. But you know what? Here's the thing too, Jerry, right? They always beat Washington, it seems like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even last year, same person. They beat him twice.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, this is the one I'd rather have Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see Fitzpatrick. You're going to see, you know, Taylor Heineke. So,
the other game I wanted Locke. Heineke. This game I wanted Fitzpatrick.
Right. So you're not going to get him. He's out for a while.
Nope.
You're going to get a guy with little legs on him. He could, you know, he brings that to the table. And but you know what? This team, Washington, does not have the weapons that Denver does. They're going with obviously a backup quarterback and all that.
How did Chase Young do yesterday?
Chase Young was very quiet.
Who did he go up against?
Well, I would imagine he went up against Rashawn Slater a lot. I haven't actually looked at the 22 yet on that game. But I do know Rashawn Slater gave up zero pressures.
Zero, folks.
Zero. I do know that, and Young was quiet, so I would imagine Slater had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, it's just leaning into that one.
So,
sorry to always bring it up now, but it's going to be a watch we have every week now.
And Herbert had over 300 yards on him.
Yeah. Herbert. I loved Herbert in college.
So,
okay. All right, guys, we're going to take a break for our sponsor, Manscaped.com. Be right back. Attention, Giant Insider podcast listeners and buffoons all the way from Australia to the swamps of Jersey. Guys, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have the solution for you with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick those pubes to Philly, Washington, or Dallas. Just get them the hell out of East Rutherford with the Performance Package 4.0. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for Giant Sundays by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20. FANSIDED20. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which I even use on my bald head.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your gear. This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and it is even waterproof. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your Cover 2 defense. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Are you kidding me? This nose and ear and hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those oh-so-delicate places. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and their Crop Reviver to help your special teams be on their A-game. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. For a clean Cover 3, your balls will thank you. All right, dude, and we're back. Is there anything else we want to discuss about that game, or are we on to Washington now?
I think that's, unless you could think of something else.
I mean, I know your thought process when you send some of these out. Board returned that kickoff 7 yards deep. I was like, yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, what are you doing? You're not Devin Hester. Just kneel. Now we got to the 23-yard line, but special teams overall.
But Jerry, that's minus two.
I know.
That's a minus. I agree. Two. You lost 2 yards in that.
I agree. No, that was an, you know? I thought he wasn't even going to get that far. I was shocked he got to the 23.
Dude, like you come out 7 yards deep, you better get out beyond the 25. I mean, because you're giving up yards.
Damn,
you
know? Right, dude. If you do that, if I'm on the sidelines, it's like you want to bring it out. You got to get past the 25 or just kneel.
Before we go on to Washington, let's talk about some positives we saw. And there was some positives. I know people are like, what the hell are you talking about? But I thought Andrew Thomas played a pretty solid game. Okay.
He did. He was
quiet. Left tackle. He played a pretty solid game. I know Bradley Chubb was inactive and all that. He went against Malik Reed a lot, but he played a pretty solid game up front. I thought Will Hernandez was all right. Okay. I thought Nick Gates was all right.
I like Nick Gates sticking up for Jones, too.
Yeah. I thought he was all right. Now, Shane Lemieux started early, and then Judge took him out of there and put Brendanson in there, who I thought was just mediocre at best.
Mm.
Look, when a Ravens trade a guy in September, there's a reason.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, Brendanson I thought was okay. We asked Judge after the game about it. Why, you know, I thought maybe Shane aggravated an injury, his knee mm-hmm. again, but according to Judge, no, he just, you know, he likes to do that rotate thing and all that. Mm-hmm. Nate Solder, Jerry, right? He gave up a sack. Miscommunication looked like one time, I'm hoping. One time, Von Miller.
So bad on that one. Oh, my gosh.
You know, Matt Peart came in. He didn't really play. He played all right, right?
Yep.
And this is where we're at, brother, you know?
This is the team.
There's nobody coming on a white horse for the rescue here, you know?
No, they're not.
So some of the positives there, obviously Shep, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Caden Smith blocked pretty good up front. I'm trying to think of some of the
Galladay, when he got a chance, did well.
Kenny Galladay did some good things, nice contested catches. Booker, like we talked about, did a few good things.
I thought Xavier McKinney coming across the field to defend that pass for Holmes was an incredible – that was an incredible play. I get so excited about Xavier McKinney.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to think on defense.
Aziz held up. I mean, he made a terrible – Aziz, I thought, overall.
Yeah, I thought he did some good things.
You're a rookie. Yeah. I mean, Shane Ximenes doesn't do anything. Sorry. Yeah. But, you know, Aziz is, and he's at least you see him, right? He's right. active. Right. Tay Crowder, I thought, played okay.
Right. Right. Reggie Ragland was all right.
Reggie Ragland. But you know what, Chris? You talked about this early on. It seemed like the second he came out there, I don't know if they audibled to a pass, but he was on so many covering the tight end, covering smart backs. Coaching. And yeah, like they know that mismatch Ragland's out there. So,
yep. They went after the linebackers, man.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's smart coaching, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, let's face it. Shermer kind of schooled Patrick Graham a little bit yesterday, brother.
They did.
You know,
again, a revenge game, sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we know Shermer, you know, he's not a head coach in this league. And he's proven that twice now, but you know, he could do some things as an offensive coordinator, brother.
Yeah.
And look, Jerry, you know, before we go on to Washington, I talked about it on Twitter, and I was talking about it with a few people in the Giants organization last night. And let's face it, Daniel Jones played his best ball under Shermer.
Yes, okay? He did. Yeah.
And he has not played well under Jason Garrett.
No. He's had two games, right? His first game was his best game yet. The game against Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Four touchdown passes, one running, where you thought, oh, man, we were wrong about this draft pick. And I thought the game last year against the Eagles at home were his two best. But you're right, 2019 for Jones was way better. He had a good game against Washington that year. He looked much better, more comfortable under Shermer's offense than he does in Jason Garrett's. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he did. He actually played. The turnovers was the big thing, you know.
Yeah.
His rookie year, like it's been his whole, you know, two plus years. But you know, as far as other things, you know, he did have 24 touchdowns, whatever it was that first year, you know, under Shermer and all that. Well, the point being, you know, then Bridgewater and Shermer have a connection. You know, they bring it over here to Denver, and they look like they were dancing partners out there yesterday, brother. They were doing everything right, you know. They were very in sync, you know, that offense. Bridgewater ran it really well.
He really did.
And that's what Shermer wanted to do. You know, that's what he likes to do. And like I said, Shermer kind of schooled Graham yesterday, brother. You know, kind of schooled him. Happens.
Of all the things, I wouldn't have guessed that, though. It's like that was not, you know, you don't want to take things for granted.
Yeah.
But that was just one I was like, I'm not worried about that too much. And it turned out it was that was a surprise, the defense yesterday. Yeah. Really surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to save some face in 3 days, dude. No question about it. They have to save some face, come out and play really well Thursday night, Jerry.
You know? You're there. Judge took extra long. You think he was just destroying them last night to come to the podium?
You know what? Actually, he really wasn't that bad last night. He's usually longer than that, believe it or not, Jerry.
Oh, okay.
But he takes always long to come to the podium. But he wasn't that bad last night. I don't think it was a scream session. I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I think it was Stern. I think it was get this out of our system, because they got to come back in a few days, you know?
Yeah.
Let's get this out of our system, and, you know, we got to move on to the Washington game, and obviously there was going to be I'm sure there was plenty of F-bombs in there about this, tightening this up and that, but I don't think it was a scream session. I really don't, you know? So we'll go on to Washington.
Real quick, I'll say one more thing. When Darnay Holmes committed that personal foul, if I was him, I probably would have just run to the tunnel. Look on Judge's face, and I was like, he's going to kill him. He was so mad.
I was surprised he came back out, Jerry. I thought he'd be benching his butt for a while, right?
Yeah.
He was back out there.
Yeah. I mean, I would have just said, okay, I'm done for the day.
Yeah. Stupid penalty, man.
Terrible.
And that was another thing yesterday. A couple of undisciplined penalties too, Jerry.
Yeah.
Undisciplined
Aziz
play.
Had one too.
Yeah. Aziz, the shot to the head. Darnay Holmes.
On Shelton too.
Danny Shelton, he hit Teddy Bridgewater in the head there when he was sliding.
By the way, needs a new helmet. Come on. Your helmet falls off every play. Fix that, please. That should have been a penalty on whatever. I'm bitching now, but come on. Your helmet falls off three times in one game. You're a quarterback.
Showing off that do. He's got Teddy going.
I guess. Jeez, man.
But did you notice on the personal foul, Bridgewater was sliding, though, right?
Yes.
He was not tucking it in, like, trying to go forward, you know.
We got the quarterbacks too. Right. So. Slide. Perfect. Just slide. They can't touch you.
So let's head on to the nation's capital, Jerry. Thursday night, couple of 0-1 teams, division game. What are you seeing, brother? I mean,
this game is so important, Chris. It's week two.
Yeah.
It's like day five of the season, right? Like, it's 4 days later,
yeah.
And I feel like oh my God, if they lose, and if one person, if they lose, guys, one person says, well, the 07 team started off 0-2, you're blocked forever. Please, please, don't, please stop. No, I mean, Chris, this game is so critical already. These teams are not going to go 6-10 and win the division. What am I saying? I'm scared to death of their front seven, Chris. I hate that Fitzpatrick is not playing in this game. Right. I do.
So. Right. Look, it's the story of the game. The key to the game is going to be those front four. Actually, they go six deep up front.
Yeah.
With Ioannidis and Settle coming off the rotating in. And the linebackers aren't bad. They got the kid Davis, the number one pick, and Bostic's a veteran. Now, to me, if they could keep those guys off Daniel, or we could alleviate them a little bit, neutralize them, I should say, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think this Giants receivers could do some damage to their back end. I mean, Mike Williams yesterday and Keenan Allen had a field day on their secondary. They got Kendall full over there. And a veteran, William Jackson, Landon is Landon, and all that.
Can't cover.
A couple of missed tackles yesterday, Landon.
You can't cover either.
So this is what I mean about matchups, right? So it's not a good matchup up front, but if they could do their job up front, it's great matchups on the back end for the Giants receivers, in my opinion. I think Daniel could do some things. I know people are probably like, what are you talking about? I think Daniel could do some things on these guys,
Chris is not high, folks.
No, I'm not high. Believe me, I'm not high. Unless stuffing cucumbers in your mouth makes you high, I'm not high. I still eat Jersey cucumbers, Jerry. They're still really good. Nice. As you know, they're really good.
Yeah, nice.
So, on the other side of the ball, there's no Terry McLaurin's good, but that's it. Logan Thomas is. We all know he could do things from the tight end position, and Antonio Gibson's a nice little back, no question about it. But you're going against a backup quarterback, okay? Who could do some things. Not that he's a tomato. He's not. But their number two receiver is on the IR. Mm-hmm. They got to go with Sims. Mm-hmm. They got to go with some other kids. It's a good matchup for the Giants defensively against these guys, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's why I like this matchup. I think the offense will do enough. I think the defense is going to come up with some turnovers. I think they'll come up with enough stops against these guys. And I think they're going to walk out of Washington with a victory, dude. I know people probably want to shoot me now after what happened yesterday for saying that. But, they always match up pretty well against Washington. And I like them coming out of this game with a victory, dude. Tell me what you think. Uh-oh. You think I'm nuts?
No. I
hesitated.
It makes me feel happier because you're – Chris, let's be honest. You're better at picks than I am. But I just – that game is so fresh in my mind yesterday.
Yeah.
I just wish it wasn't. And I'm deathly afraid of us not taking chances because we're worried about their defense. Or I should say this, because we think they will turn it over to us, that we go very, very conservative on offense and say, play a field position type of game. And I'm worried that that's what the approach is going to be. I don't trust Garrett, unfortunately. Yeah. So,
So you like Washington, is what you're saying?
I think we're gonna be 0-2. I hope I'm wrong. So
yeah. Well, look, dude, that's a very distant possibility. No question about it.
I have no faith in anyone right now, and I should have faith in our defense. I should not take one game and say we're screwed.
Right.
But I just have so little faith in the offense, and it's preseason. It's the reports you give. It's what I see with my own eyes, like.
Right.
Holy cow, man, this offense, we can't score more than 20 points. Like, how many times over the last however long have we, two games we scored over 20 in the last 17? Like,
yeah,
are we going to beat them 13-10? What are we going to do here? What, as you would say, what are we doing here?
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, since we're not doing the pod to after the Washington game, because it's a Thursday night game, that's what I'm looking at. I'm thinking it's going to be a 20-17 game or a 14-16 games, something like that. That's the way I'm seeing it with the Giants coming out on top. But look, does Nate Solder against Montez Sweat and Chase Young, when they switch back and forth, does that scare the living crap out of you? Yeah. They're going to have to get over there, and you're going to see a lot of in blocking from Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph, who wants to catch the ball.
You're going to have to help Solder out over there. Yeah. You gotta hope Andrew Thomas neutralizes Chase Young, right? Because those, and then, you know, and then let's not forget, you know, Payne and drawing a blank, and the other guy,
Allen?
Thank you, Jerry, and Jonathan Allen. Well, Payne had a really good game yesterday. Jonathan Allen, you know, they're very active up front too, man. So I mean, Hernandez and Dave Gettleman. I believe I found a diamond in the rough. Brennison, or Lemieux at left guard, and Gates. I mean, quite a battle, bro. It's gonna, you know, on paper, it looks like they're gonna get dominated up front. But that's why you're playing, man. And you know, it's the same guys last year that played against them, you know. So and they won both games. So we'll see, brother. I think if they neutralize him up front a little bit, Jerry, I think Daniel could do things. And the Giants come out of here with a win. That's going to be my prediction, Jerry. I think the Giants get out of here with a field goal or a four-point victory. I think the defense is going to do some things. Logan had the big pick last year, the Sealer game. They won that, stopped them on a two-point conversion to win the other game in MetLife, if I remember right. Right, Peppers or something had a breakup or whatever it was at the end.
Yep.
Two tough games. It's going to be another tough game. I think the Giants defense gets a couple of turnovers. They're going to be a plus two coming out of this game. And I'm going to look for Galladay to go off. You hear me?
All right.
Go off. I think Kenny's going to have a big game. I think the running, you know, I'm not really fully confident in Saquon yet.
Yep.
So that's the way I'm seeing it. I hope I'm right. I could be dead wrong, and it could have eight sacks and 7 points to Giants. And we're done, you know. I don't know. And on to the Eli's retirement game. I don't know, but that's what I see. So I'm going to go with the Giants, Jerry, in that one. Yeah, but I know you're going to go Washington. Look, dude, I don't blame you either, man. What the hell?
Nothing would surprise me, right? Like, because I'm so down on this right now, I don't see how we can beat them. Like, and I know – we beat them twice last year. Like you said, it's the same case.
Yeah, that means shit for this year, Jerry. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, it's same personnel in that defensive side of the ball, except for the back end. To me, the back end is weaker with Washington this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust anyone right now. Like, I don't trust. If you ask me who I trust on offense, I trust Sterling Shepard. Like I said from the start of the season, I see 90 plus catches for that kid. And he played his ass off yesterday. So other than that, and Galladay looked good, but I mean, I don't trust Garrett. I don't trust the most important people on this offense, Garrett and Jones. Until they do something to make me trust them, I can't pick the Giants ever again until they win a game. So I really hope I'm wrong, Chris, but I see like a 10-point loss and a very frustrating night.
Yeah, it could be.
But I hope I'm wrong, dude. I really hope I'm wrong, dude.
Yeah. It's gonna be ugly 10 days, boy. If you're right, Jerry.
Oh, real ugly. And I mean, it will be nuclear around here. And I think what sucks is like, I was watching the game yesterday, and I wasn't even that mad the whole time. I was a little shocked at the defense, but it was just like, yeah, it's fall. This is what happens in the fall now. It's just been so long since the Giants. I don't think the Giants have had a winning record for a long time. And I don't. I gotta look that up, but I can't remember the time they were above 500. I'm just like, this is what it is now.
That's so bad too, right?
It's terrible, Chris.
So bad.
Like, the most excited I've been about the Giants was they were 2-2 against Minnesota in 2019. The Minnesota blew their doors off. But that's the last time I can remember thinking, oh, I'm pretty psyched about this. I mean, last year was weird because everybody's losing records, but I just, Chris, I want to pick him, but I'm definitely afraid, dude. That's all.
Yeah. But, hey, fair enough, brother. Fair enough.
23-13. Hope I'm wrong.
Yep. Fair enough.
Anything else?
No, that's it. So I guess we'll come back on Friday. We'll talk about the Washington game.
Yep.
Right? Take some questions. I know people and next week maybe we'll do a little calling with the fans, with the followers, which should be interesting, right? I mean, especially if they're 0-2, it's going to be real interesting.
imagine it's 0-2, we do a call-in on Friday, be like, I can't do this.
No, we can never do that.
Kyle Johnson would call in over and over again.
People would be going ballistic if that happened. So we'll let people, you know, we'll let people cool down if they do go, you know, if they do start 0-2, and we'll talk to them the following week before the Atlanta game, you know, so.
Yeah, but I got one favor to ask our followers. Reach out, pray for Jay Hitchens, who is a friend of Booker Daniels, who is a longtime follower of our podcast. Jay is in a fight right now. He's got some things going on health-wise. Please pray for him. And Jay, we just want to tell you from the bottom of our hearts, dude, you got this. Let's go. You're rise above, man. You can do this, bud.
Yep. Keep fighting there, Jay. Keep fighting, my man.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to go on with Judge in about, what time is it here? I'm going to go on with Judge in about 15 minutes and see what he has to say and get a couple of players, and they'll tell us how great it's going to be Thursday, and we'll move on, you know?
Nice.
You know, it looks like a beaten man, I have to admit.
Yeah.
He regroups quick, though, but after the game, it's Shep. Shep looked like I don't know if you saw him on a presser yesterday.
I watched all the pressers, yes.
And Shep, he looked like a beaten man. You know, he's been doing basically nothing but losing here, you know?
I love what he said about that's a kid who gets it. Like, you got to love Sterling Shepard. Like, he understands, like, I would, you know, I don't blame him for leaving. I'd leave too.
Yeah.
Right? And,
you know, he was talking about, we got to get out of our system quick, and we got a game in 3 days, and we have to move on, you know. And I looked at him, I said, is that easy to do, Shep? And he looked at me, and he was like, did you see his answer? He was like, you know, you could tell he was. I looked at him. You know, I got to know Shep pretty good.
Yeah.
Before COVID hit, you know, the lockdown, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I kind of gave him a little. Obviously, nobody could see it. The only the focus is on Shep, but I kind of raised my eyebrow a little bit towards him, Shep.
Yeah, the rock eyebrow, right?
I know your answer. Like, what the F? You know. So, yeah, he's this losing's. You know, it's taking a toll on Shep a little bit, you know. But he is a professional, Jerry. He does get – I saw him on Twitter this morning. You know, he's getting past it. And we'll move on. Big game in 3 days for this organization. You know, you don't want to start 0-2 again. Don't want to lose to the division champion, of last year's division champion. And you know what, Jerry? Here's the thing, dude. I just quickly remind that I know people don't want to hear this, okay? Mm-hmm. I get it, dude. I know the frustration. I get it, dude.
Yeah.
They get out of Washington Thursday night to win. You're playing a very, very mediocre Atlanta team in 10 days. Yeah, I was watching them yesterday. Yeah, I was watching some of them against the Eagles yesterday, and the Falcons are lucky to win four games. Okay,
horrible, horrible team.
So the point being is that how quickly it changes in this league as far as you could get out of Washington Thursday night with a win, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at a 2-1 start now, and then. You know what I mean? I know, Jerry, you're looking at me like I'm insane right now.
No.
True. That's the league, you know?
No, I'm way more schizophrenic than you are. Like, I get it, right?
That's the league.
Thursday night, wait, they win. I'll be like, Super Bowl, we're back, baby. But right now, I'm on I feel like I'm on death's door.
And to me, you better do that because when the calendar turns to October, you're playing a New Orleans team, which will probably be back in the dome by then, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you look at yesterday's game, you're like, holy crap, where did that come from? With Jameis Winston, right?
Yeah.
Dismantling the Packers. I mean, it's for week one, you could throw week one out the window, okay? But, and then what, Jerry? Then the following week, you got to go to Dallas against a team that's going to put a lot of points on the board, and they could be getting a little better defensively. And that could be a game you could get smoked in very easily, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what? Carolina, Rams? Whoa, this is no easy league, my man.
The wheels could come off quickly, or it's not feeling better.
You look at that Carolina defense yesterday; they're real active, brother.
Yeah, they are active as hell.
You look at the Rams; I think we all know they're real active, and they feel they got their boy in Stafford. They feel they can't be stopped.
Wasn't that his first pass last night, the 70-yard or whatever it was? I turned the game on; that's what I saw. I go, this game just started.
Let's get this Giants. Let's get this. Process rolling. Let's get this improvement rolling, and I'm talking like in 72 hours. You know,
one more thing I got to bring up. Yesterday, when I saw Garrett and Jones looking at that tablet together on the sidelines, it was like they were reading a letter that their wives just dumped them or girlfriend just dumped them. It was like
it was a frustrating night.
Oh God, it was like there's no whatever. No, I didn't instill confidence. So let's turn it around Thursday. That's all.
There you go, Foley. We'll see what happens Thursday. We always be watching it, right, dude? Come on. We got to win this game, right?
You would think. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magzter.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. And this issue coming out this Sunday will be very up-to-date. We're going to wait for a few articles to be written after Thursday. So this will be hot off the presses, as they say. All right, guys, remember, Sunday's our Giant days. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.